The bill was already given the green light by the Senate. Now it's been backed by the Democrat-controlled House, paving the way for a long-awaited update to the nation's gun regulations. President Biden has indicated he'll sign the bill into law swiftly, enhancing background checks for gun buyers under the age of 21, providing billions of dollars for mental health services, and, by closing a loophole, preventing convicted domestic abusers from purchasing a firearm for 5 years. It falls short of the president's demands to ban assault weapons altogether, especially in light of shootings in Buffalo, New York and Uvalde, Texas that left a combined 31 people dead. But it does constitute bipartisan progress and finally some consensus on an issue which has divided America. Benji Hire, Washington.